yesterday, the Chofetz Chaim was brought down a very important concept. Very important concept. That, again, the Chofetz Chaim is asking, why is Shmiras HaLashon so, so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is it such an important, why does David HaMelech put such a dogish stress so much Shmiras HaLashon? And the Chofetz Chaim spoke yesterday about a concept that the way we act down here, midah keneged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us the same way we act with each other. We control what happens in Shemayim. He says, Lamashal, he said yesterday that if we are very makbid chas v'shalom on each other and we don't overlook anything, so to chas v'shalom, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with us, so then he also won't overlook anything. He'll be very makbid. This is the din. That's how the Chofetz Chaim explained a big question that Mitzad Echad Chazal say, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? At least the first one, because of the Gimel of Eris Chamurais, of Shvichas Damim and Gili Arayis and Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara in Bava Metzia says the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because no one did Lefnei Meshuras HaDin. We, Klal Yisrael, acted with each other very much Lefi the Din. And the Chofetz Chaim explained it's not a stira. Really, we were over the Gimel of Eris Chamuras. But if we would have treated each other Lefnei Meshuras HaDin, and we would have overlooked each other's that's Gavaldic. I hope he's not driving. I don't think he's driving, right? And if we would have overlooked, is he driving? No, he's on the wrong side of the steering wheel. No, unless he's in England.
I'm in Australia, so technically I'm on the right side.
Are you really in Australia? No. Okay. Okay.
What difference does it make in today's day and age?
Okay. Maybe there's no coronavirus in Australia. I don't know. Maybe people fled, you know, to Australia. Only kangaroos and those little cute little bears. What are they called again? Those little bears?
Koalas.
Koala bear. Yeah. Where do I get a koala bear? Those things are cute. Okay. So, Dovi, thanks for joining. Yehuda, welcome, welcome. So says the Chofetz Chaim, if we would have overlooked each other's things that we did to each other, then Mida Kenegan Mida, Kadosh Baruch Hu, would have overlooked how we were acting. Yeah, we were doing Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayis and Ritzicha, but if we would have overlooked to each other, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have had more mercy on us. So now, says the Chofetz Chaim. So then the Chofetz Chaim said the same thing with Lashon Hara, that, like we said yesterday, Yehuda helped us out, that the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, is the big time prosecutor in Shemayim, and he is waiting in the tunnel, waiting for them to announce his name, for him to come out on the field, to get out into the courtroom and start prosecuting. But kol zman that we don't prosecute each other, that we don't talk Lashon Hara about you, 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 and you, then the Yetzer Hara doesn't have koyach to go and prosecute Klal Yisrael. But once we start talking Lashon Hara, then all of a sudden, introducing the Yetzer Hara, and he comes out into the courtroom, and he starts talking he has a better case than Brafman and Johnny Cochran and whoever big lawyers, Alan Dershowitz, and he has his suitcase ready, and he has all his papers, and now that they give him the mic, and he takes the mic and he starts prosecuting, and that is not good. So now it says, the Halaga, Halaga, Chafetz Chaim. Vihine, and behold, Ka'asher nisboinin rak ma'at b'inyin hanoir hazeh. When a person just thinks a little bit about what I'm saying right now, Novin miyad, he will understand immediately, al yedei zeh, through this, Masha Kosh Baruch Hu makbid kol kach al avin zeh, Yosem kol avinus. Why Kosh Baruch Hu is so makbid on Lashon Hara more than other averas? And she'enu roitzei l'shtatev klal im abal Lashon Hara. It reaches a point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal doesn't want to get involved with a Baal Lashon Hara. Lahatzil oisoy mitzayrasov, to save him from his difficult, from his difficulties. Ukamo sheyuva im yeretz Hashem l'kaman, like I'll bring later, says the Chafetz Chaim, from the Sifri. And like it says in the Zohar, and the Chafetz Chaim is pounding Zohar right now. Here's bringing another one. Amar Rebbe Shimon, said Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, Al kula machu kutcha brichu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to forgive everything, bar min lishna bishna, except for bad speech, for talking Lashon Hara. Now the Chafetz Chaim says, do you do uhu? Because it is well known, the avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'amo Yisrael, the love that Hashem has for the Yidin, who ad ma'oid, it's an unbelievable amount. Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. Ve'im etzloi b'bechinas ben Yakir, then Klal Yisrael is by him a very precious son, the Yelid Shashuim, and a delightful child. Not like that annoying kid who you want to kind of elbow in the head as you walk by. No. No, Chashal, we don't have any of those. He's only a delight. Dovi, you weren't that kid, right? Their parents wanted to, if they could reach your head, you know, elbow you. No, Chashal Shalom. They're delightful children. Kamosha Amra Kosov, Ha Ben Yakili, everybody, Yakili Ephraim. Okay, Im Yelad Jashuim. So now, so Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. So now, what happens? Ukshilu LaAdam Ben Yakir Yelad Jashuim. Now, when a guy has a child like this, who he's just crazy over, and he sees that this kid is not acting the right way per se. But he'll overlook him, and he'll kind of cover over the bad things that he's doing. And even if he has to punish him sometimes, but it'll be in a very loving fashion. Achain, however, im yuvo ilav anashim, if people start coming to the father, pam ushtayim, one time, two times, v'yesapruloi, and they start telling the father, meruiv kilkuloi benoi, how terrible his son is acting. Ekshu meriv, it's constantly fighting with people and just, you know, Aloy Davar, just picking fights for no reason. He's constantly overacting. Nobody likes him. It's embarrassing people. And I don't know how to say machbir, but for the Israelis, chofer. Right, Mikhail? Tamid chofer.
Chofer b'moach.
Yeah, chofer. Annoying and everything. Bevada yisgaber ba'aviv koyecha kasalov. Now, with the father's gonna, you know, he's gonna lose it. He's gonna lose it on his kid. V'yakeyu, he's gonna hit him. V'yivazeyu avrozor, and be mevazim because of this. Umi garam kolze, and who caused the father to lose his cool on his beloved son, Hamasapir, the one that kept going and telling the father what the kid is doing. Kain hadavar b'inyanenu. This is the same thing when it comes to us and Klal Yisrael. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu meroiv ava shu oyev es Yisrael. He loves Klal Yisrael. And Amshu Yodeya ba'atzmo yavara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. Kol ma shenase b'seisr uva galoi, everything we do in private and in public. Ukomo shekasuv im yasasar ish, there's no hiding from Hashem. Afal pikein, even though that's true, lo ye'oyer ba'atzmo aleim la'asoy sra. That's like this mashal, when the father knows the kid's acting bad, he'll try to cover it. And even if he has to punish him, it'll be with a lot of love. Kamo shekasuv, lo hibit oven b'yakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really look intensely at our averus, ukapeirosh rashi sham. Achein, however, in yavo alav ha-makatreg, if the prosecutor comes and people start coming and telling the father, v'yasaper lo me'inyin zeh, kiviyachol ki'ilu, he has to act on this. People already know. Everyone's telling him. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. And because this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat people according to, you know, the prosecutors and the bad talkers. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu really loses it, and he'll start acting when he starts hearing about it, kiviyachol. V'nei yaduahu, and it is well known, disrusala el yotalya basrusa delatata. What happens upstairs, like we were saying before, is dependent what happens down here. L'chein, im nimtza b'Yisrael midas ha-shalom, if we're all good with each other, and we all have our arms around each other, and we're taking care of each other. Ve'ein behem shum til toria melamata, and there's no fighting between us and nitpicking down here. Gam lamaila, also upstairs. Ein hasatan yochol lekatreg aleim. The satan can't open his mouth. His mouth, M-O-U-F, his mouth. Afilu ala oven hachomer hakol, even on the worst averas, kagod avoda zara chasr shalom, kamosha kosta b'midra shir hashirim, like it says in the medra shir hashirim, sha'afilu chasr shalom yisrael oivdin koychavim mazalois, even if we're doing avoda zara, ubeneim shalom, but we love each other, kiviyachol, ki'ilu oimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein hasatan nogeya b'neim. The satan can't touch them. Shenema chaver atzobim avrayim. If Ephraim is starting to connect with avodah zara, hanachloi, leave him alone. Va'akavana. And the meaning to all this is shekein hitbiya HaKadosh Baruch Hu basatan. That is the teva that a person that Hashem put in the satan, that if we are peaceful with each other, then the satan can't touch us. And that's what Chazal say. In the door of Achav, Achav was one of the worst malachim kings that Klal Yisrael had. Av shahayu oiv de'avodah zarah. Even though Klal Yisrael was doing avodah zarah, how you yard the milchada v'noitzkin, Achav would go to battle and he would chop him down, and he would constantly win the battles. Mipnei shaloi haya be'en dilatoria, because there was love and brotherhood between the Yidden. Of our brings a raya shlo halshinu al avadya. No one told on Ovadia that Achav was killing all the Nevi'im, and Ovadiah hid a whole bunch of Nevi'im. Forget if it was 50 or 100. He hid a whole bunch of Nevi'im in caves, and no one told on Ovadiah. and whatever, Avadia actually worked for the king, and then he actually, Achav wanted to kill Elio Navi, and he kept sending messengers, and Elio Navi kept sitting on a mountain, and every time the messenger came with soldiers, Elio Navi kept like just killing them with fire from Shemayim until Avadia came and he said, seriously, don't kill me. Like, I'm a good guy. You could ask Hashem. I saved all the Nevi'im, and Elio said, it's okay, I'm not going to kill you. And then he went and met Achav. Okay, it's a whole story over there. It's good times. You have a lot of free time. Learn a little bit of Navi. It's a lot of fun. And back to the story. Okay? Oh, 100 Nevi'im. He kept alive 100 Nevi'im. It was 50 and 50. It was two caves, 50 and 50. Okay. Klal hu bekolin yonim, because this is a klal. Mida keneged mida. The way you act is the way Hashem will treat you. Ulechein, and therefore, kamosha adam kleivishes atzmai, just like a person conquers himself. Ubailim piv, and he closes his mouth. Miladaber divrei gunus al chaveroi, for speaking bad about his friend. Ulo ayir medanim alav, and from awakening dinim on him. Kain lamala, so to upstairs. Ain hamekatrig yochul of toyach piv ledaber kategora. Then the prosecutor upstairs can't talk bad about you. Lo kainim nimsa. This is not so. If, however, chas v'shalom, dilatori v'yisrael malamata. If we are talking bad about each other down here, levan mashum o'er b'zelamayla habal telatoria al atzmo kategura avurav neisav kamosh yedlagum b'shem chazal. Besides the fact that the prosecutor will now specifically talk about you, who me'oyer koyach hakategoria al klal Yisrael, you now give the capability for the Yitzhara to talk bad about klal Yisrael. Like we said yesterday, a person has much more koyach than he thinks. We're not only responsible for ourselves. What we do down here has tremendous effects on the whole world. Sha'al yedeze, through this baha satan, the satan comes, u'mekatrig al Yisrael avur avonaseyem, he goes and he prosecutes klal Yisrael for their sins. V'toveya din aleyem, he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, 20 years, 50 malchus, patch them. V'kiviyochol mukhruch lahanishim avur ze, and ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to act on this. Umi garam kolze, and who caused all this terribleness? Hamersapir lashon hara milamata, the one that spoke lashon hara down here. That, my friends, is the Chafetz Chaim, and why we should not speak lashon hara. One of the reasons why we should not speak lashon hara. So stop doing it. Stop doing it. Stop. It's not good. Okay, Yashikoyach.